Exceedance back to the inside, chasing Bivouac, then Libertini. Bivouac at the 100. Exceedance wearing him down. So much at stake, then Libertini. Bivouac grabbed by Exceedance, who drops them. And Exceedance won the Coolmore. Exceedance beat Bivouac, Libertini.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Oh, they call it the Stallion Maker, Dino, and there were two colts fighting it out in the end. Absolutely outstanding performance from Exceedance, and the stable representative, Wayne Hawkes, was down there at Flemington. He's been good enough to join us on the line today. G'day, Wayne.
Morning, boys.
Congratulations. Outstanding, and the performance, the speed, the sustained speed from Exceedance. I guess that's the type of victory that you can only dream of.
Well, it is, and what you said is right. It's I think that, you know, to be fair, the Cornwall Guineas was the stallion making race. You know, now I think it's more the Golden Rose and the Coolmore. So you've got the Golden Rose winner with 300 to go in front of us. And I'm thinking, not you again. You'd be a bloody pain in the backside for us all spring. And when I saw him, I just went, not you again. It's he just dug deep, and Dwayne Dunner was a super ride because he got clenched out of the barriers. Most times when you cop your short back at sides, it's probably the end of your race. So yeah. it certainly played into our hands a bit. And I think obviously getting the bump and then, you know, being a wet track obviously helped. But I think on a dry track we would have been just as effective. And I know we beat Bivouac on a wet track in Sydney, and he probably didn't handle it as well. But I thought Bivouac, to be fair, ran out of his skin. And I think the most important thing was that the form was frank, and all these colts, and last time, yes, 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 us, he ran in between us and Bivouac. So it shows you there's not much between these three colts.
Yeah.
And, it's going to build for a pretty bloody good autumn, I reckon, for the boys.
Well, Wayne, how do you do it? Another well-bred colt exceeds into a commercial stallion. You just keep doing it.
Well, I've got two foremans called John and Michael, and that always helps. look, it's what our model is, and it's what we do. To be fair, and you know, I'm thinking big headed, but you know what? I'll just say it. I mean, Brutal got the job done for us at Doncaster, and then he's got a home at Newgate, and obviously this bloke's owned by Binary, so there won't be a sale involved, but to have two horses, realistically, that probably going to go to the Hunter Valley this time next year and be serving is a special feeling. It's always good when you go to the yearling sales down the track and you see an all too hard and you see a deep field. I mean, I was screaming for alligator blood in the Caulfield Guineas. Should have won. He's by all too hard. And unfortunately, the man riding him just took off a bit too early and he should have won a Caulfield Guineas. So they're it sounds a bit sucky, but they're a bit like your kids. And
yes.
you see the progeny win. It's a special feeling, and that's what our model is. Our model is mainly colts, and people give us big expensive colts, and you try and turn them into these sort of horses and to win these sort of races.
Yeah,
it's what all the breeders want. So it was a special day for us yesterday.
Nah, great to see a battler like Neil Werrett finally get a break, which is fantastic. Hey, Wayne, what about the performance of Brutal in the Iron Jack Golden Eagle? And give us your perspective being down there in Melbourne and what was happening on course at Flemington during the running of the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it was... look, all these races that have been run in Sydney, everyone's been cheering the hell out of them. There's no buts and maybes. So it was obviously a tremendous race. And you know what, for Colding to win at Frank's, the Epsom handicap form and everything
yes.
like that. So, you know, to be fair, you don't want a 33-1 pot winning and blowing everyone away and everyone questioning it. It was, if I couldn't win, it was certainly a good result for Colding to win because it just showed that there's your form line. But it certainly wasn't one of Tommy's better rides. We were pretty disappointed with how it went down. He had his chance, and what he should have done was just done a Glen Boss and a Doncaster, just come bushing straight across the sunlight and then had his chance. But it was certainly his worst career start. And, you know, as I said, you treat these colts like they're your kids, and, you know, like you love them to death. And, you know, you take it pretty hard when they get beat. You don't mind getting beat when you're fair and square and you get every chance.
Yeah.
we were pretty disappointed with how we handled this, though, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I understand, mate. Hey, congratulations, though. Some positive news, actually more than positive, outstanding news down there at Flemington yesterday with Exceedance. And appreciate your time this morning, Wayne.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Wayne Hawks, part of Team Hawks. A brilliant day for them, as you mentioned, Dino, just turning really well-bred colts into commercial stallions. It's what they're renowned for.